Accession number 29168, Reel 4.
Right, so this would probably be October 45. I should know that date. Sorry, it slipped my mind. What happened to you next? Was there any special treatment for returned prisoners of war from the Far East?
No, where did I go from there? I went up to Sunning Hill Park, you know, where boy James got his the ranch, Prince Charles, not Prince Charles, Prince Edward, isn't it? The one who married Fergie.
Oh, the Duke of York. I don't know, I'm sorry, I don't follow that. I've just got to do this.
Anyway, that's where we went. We went in this.
Alf Barrow's Reel 4.
We went in this camp there, which is just about 100 yards from Ascot Racecourse. And we were in there for about 3 months. Then I went back to RAF Cosford, you know, Wolverhampton. That's where we've done most of our time.
Was there any special treatment for you because you? Because you'd been out in
No, they never gave us any special treatment. They always had a look at you, but no. Well, I didn't feel too bad when I came back. It's after that that I'm starting feeling bad. Because, like I say, it's because I think Jack suffered a lot because he suffered more than I did. I could tell that when I'm talking to him. But I suppose we were one of the luckiest lot of the lot. But then again, we lost many people in comparison. I think there was 10,000 of them went out, and about 306 of us came back from the islands. A lot of them went down on the Maggie Maru, or got worse than that. We'd all been there loaded up with building bombs underneath us, weren't we? Themselves, in the boat, Maggie Maru, yeah.
I don't know that story. What was that?
Huh?
I don't know that story. The Maggie Maru? I don't know that one.
Oh, that was on the ships. That was all Jap ships are called Maggie something. Or Maru, isn't it? Maru's
the
boat.
Not the Lisbon Maru. The Lisbon Maru, that was the ship that Jack was on.
Ah, yeah. He was on a different one, yeah. He was in a different place. He was in Hong Kong, wasn't he?
Yeah. Anyway, so you come back to here, and then you wind up in this base near Ascot, and then what happens? You're demobbed. I suppose you're waiting for your demob papers.
Yeah, waiting for demobbed. Then we went up to Westland for about a month or more, up to Cosford. It was a lovely camp, Abbott's. And I used to walk some nights. I walked in Wolverhampton more than once. But I walked back from Stafford more than once from the other night out in Stafford, because the RAF station at Stafford. And, you know, everyone made us welcome, don't get me wrong. But the best laugh I ever had when I was up at Sutting Hill Park, there was four of us went on a beer one night in the nappy and came back. And they had these little concrete posts about that high with chains. Three of the devils in front of me pulling them up. And also, I came behind trying to put them back in. All got nabbed, didn't we? That go before the three over the following day. God, love. He said, I don't know. I said, we've got to break our Muslim somewhere, haven't we? But that, I mean, Maltby there, Air Vice Marshal Maltby, he came up to watch him when we were up there, up in Sunning Hill. And he's a very good chap. He, you know, invited us all for a meal in London, because he lived in London. Because Ascot's not all that far from London, is it? And then again, I used to go home every weekend, down to Kent, all paid for.
So they made it easy for you. And then when were you demobbed then, Alf? When did your demob papers come through?
I think about November. Yeah, November.
So it was quite quick, November 45.
Yeah.
And you were given a demob suit, and
eh?
You were given a demob suit.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was later than that, wasn't it?
Must have been.
Well, I came down to Devon. So I lived at a place called North Arden in Devon. Not many places know where it is. Never heard of it. Not even people who only live 2 miles from there. That's on Dartmoor. Up there they had a Nutcracker Rock. Mm-hmm. And the Vandals went and messed that up. And the Marines tried to get it back. No way. No way could they get that rock back. They don't. I was married in Bathley Church, actually.
So you were demobbed then in probably early 1946. You came down here, and then this association of FIPO was formed in 1947.
47, yeah.
And why was it formed?
Oh, they'd went up in Kent before I come down here.
And it was just to that feeling of solidarity that you had.
It's a pity you haven't got that book. The chap who formed it, he was on the Exeter. Bill Johns, lovely chap he was. Him and Fraser Dunbar. Now Fraser Dunbar, he was a naval chap, and he was the only naval fella, apart from an officer, who was captain of the Muslim man, the mixed services, what's his name, rugby team. He was. Fraser Dunbar. He had hairdressers shop in Plymouth, but the other nice chap, he was Fraser. He was one of them. Old Bill Johns.
But the idea, just trying to, I mean, this is, we should finish up now, really, but I just want to find out, what was the reason for forming the FIPO? Why did you do that? Did you, because you needed that solidarity?
Well, there were so many people. See, those two Navy ships that went down ships, weren't they? The Repulse and Bridge of Wells. Plymouth was a big naval place, and Army. We only had a small air force down at Mountbatten. And they were mostly foreigners.
So there were a lot of people who'd had that experience in the Middle East.
Well, come back here.
Come back here.
I'll tell you what, when I joined there was well over 6,000 or 8,000, I suppose it was. That's the first time we had it in North Road School, North Road West School. I can always remember that, because I came down, a chap from Tavistock picked me up. I was living in Lamerton then. And he picked me up on the way down, and I met one or two chaps where I used to play darts and that, you know, in Plymouth. And, well, it was a very nice night, that. There's only one that comes in now that was there when we joined her. That was Tom Webber. He was on a Marine on there.
I've talked to Tom. I've interviewed
nice
Tom.
Nice chap, really.
Very nice chap.
Mm-hmm. Hell of a nice chap.
So I didn't realise this. The FIPO went back that far, went back to 1950s.
Well, yeah.
Great.
It was surprising when I came down here that, and then they came to me and said to me, or Dick Light, do you meet Dick Light? Well, he's dead and gone now. He was an airman, he was. And he came from Gillingham, you know. Gillingham in Kent, not Gillingham in Dorset, but he came from there and he worked at the same factory as me, but he was younger than me. I was in the service before him, but he joined up. And he come out Duchess of Australia or some bloody thing. We call them the Tree McCarthy boys. Thank you very much, Jack. He said they didn't even land before they got mad. But that, you know, those people that we've lost since I've been back, come down, she says, Tom, just stop and think. I've got a book over there from the RAF, you know, Heroes. Have you seen that one? It's under there. I think it's under.
Anyway, well, I don't know. I think we'll probably stop now.
Right.
Alf, I think we've reached the end because it's, you know, this interview goes to the end of your service time. Is there anything that you think we haven't talked about that we should have any sort of vivid memory that you think would be important to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, you know, things do go from your mind, you know, and then once you think about anything really bad, you get bad yourself. That's the way I feel about it. Not once during the night, this night, I thought I've got to say something to you, and then I don't know. If I say that, they'll bring back really bad memories, and then you'd be thinking about it for days after. You know what I mean? It's, I don't want to get like that again.
Sure.
I know.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. That's terrific.
And thank you for listening to me.
Not at all. Thanks a lot.
Did you want a drink?
I'm all right. Why? Do you want to have a cup of coffee or something?
Well...